Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved. It is Friday morning, July 17th, 2015. I just want to say thank the Lord for sparing our lives to live to see yet another beautiful, awesome day. And I pray this morning that Jehovah God will go before us, that His Holy Spirit will go before us, and that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and soon coming King, will go before us. So dear Heavenly Father, I thank You this morning for Your goodness and Your mercy, gathering You each and every day. And Father, as we come this morning, we pray we may find favor in Your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, today is day 6 of Discovering Revelation. Title is Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord God Almighty. And that's what we're going to discover in Revelation chapter 6 this morning, is that the heavenly hosts, the heavenly beings, they worship the Lord God Almighty every single day. What so much us who say we are believers, and we are Christians, and we're followers of Christ. Beloved, I am not here to judge you. However, I do believe strongly that if the Holy Spirit is leading me to say something, I have to say it. I have been shying away a lot from saying what the Holy Spirit wants me to say, because I may not want to step on somebody's toe or hurt somebody's feelings, but that is disobedience on my part. And maybe that word would have been sufficient for that person at that time. So again, we're on day 6 of Discovering Revelation, and today's message is Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord God Almighty. So Father God, I just say thank You for waking us up once more. Thank You for starting us on our way. I thank You that You're a mighty God, that You're a God who saves, that You're a God who goes before us, that You're a God who stands behind us, Lord. And I just pray that You'll dispatch Your warring angels, Lord God, to fight on behalf of us in the spiritual realm. Father, I just pray in the mighty name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we say in Hebrew, Yeshua. I just pray, Lord God, that you know, Jesus would go before us and minister unto us as we minister unto others. And I pray, Lord God, that, you know, You'll send the listeners, Lord, as I do my part to share the show. Well, Father God, you know, we all have our call to pray in our own secret prayer time, that we should have a prayer life, because whatever we pray for in secret, it says in Matthew that You reward us in the open. So we thank You, Lord, and we praise Your name. We glorify Your name, for You are a worthy God, and we'll see it here. So I'm just going to read these couple of verses of Revelation that I have on the screen. And then I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 4, reading from the NIV version on BibleGateway.com. And it says here, in the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. The fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around. Even under his wings, day and night, they never stopped saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever. The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." So they're worshiping the Creator here in heaven. So I'm just going to pray and read a psalm, and then we're going to go to Revelation chapter 4 this morning. Father, work in heaven, just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you once more for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, that even though we may have ache or pain, even though, Father God, there may be things that need to be done, that we are here. We are here today. And I just want to say thank you for those that celebrate another year of birth today. Remember those who are sick today, Lord God. Remember those who are battling cancer. Remember those who are battling terminal illnesses and attacks from, just attacks from demonic influences, Lord. And Lord, just remember my cousin, Father God, my cousins, rather. And Father, remember those that are struggling, Lord God, with spiritual wickedness, Lord. And Father, we just cry out this morning because we know nothing else to do but to cry out to you, Lord, to pray against the spirit of confusion. The spirit, we pray against a lying tongue. We pray against, Lord God, a spirit of perversion, Lord God. We pray against the spirit of division. Father God, your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and pray to me and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Beloved, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Beloved, we're called to not only pray, we're called to humble ourselves. We cannot serve the Lord in pride. We need to be humble. We cannot serve the Lord with haughtiness. We have to come in humility. Yes, we come boldly because boldness is confidence. We're confident that he will hear us. We're confident that he will give us an answer. We're confident that he will make a way where there seems to be no way. We're confident, beloved, that he, as he says in Revelation here through Jesus Christ, will open doors that no man shut and shut doors that no man open. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that this is the God whom we serve. And Father, I just pray, Lord God, I just pray that I myself will keep myself unspotted from the world. Lord, forgive me, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Forgive me when I step out your will. Forgive me when I cause my mouth to speak a bit too much or speak in the realm of the flesh. Because, beloved, Romans 8, verse 8 says, the flesh, those who live in the realm of the flesh, cannot please God. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just want to say praise the Lord, for he is worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. And all creation, beloved, is filled with his glory. So I'm just going to read Psalm 100, and later on in the prayer, I'll read Psalm 19. And we know Psalm 100, this is a psalm we had to learn even as a child. We were required to learn this psalm. In Psalm 100, reading from the NIV version, says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So it says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God, he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to the Most High God. Beloved, I'm going to play another psalm here. This is kind of like an intermission psalm. It might be a little low. After Psalm 150, the next voice that you hear is going to be that of Rose Dallas on Rose Dallas Praise on Blog Talk Radio. Be blessed. And I found the answer down on my knees. The solution to my problem. Jesus.
Praises for his acts of power. Praises for his surpassing greatness. Praises with the sounding of the trumpet. Praises with the heart of lions. Praises with
Praises
with the strength and strength. Praises with the heart of the Lord. Praises with
the strength. Be quiet, be quiet.
Let everything that has been praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, beloved. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And Father, as I come this morning, you say to come into your presence with praise, to come into your presence with thanksgiving. Beloved, let me tell you something. It's a daily task to renew our minds. And I know the admonishments that I've received is that I need to pray more. I personally need to pray more because I am praying outwardly and I'm ministering. I need to pray more. I need to get into that prayer closet, Lord, and just call upon the name of our Lord and Savior to just worship you, Lord God. Father, worship you. And as we worship you, you'll just wash us. You'll just cleanse us right there. And you'll just make us whole, Father God. We'll take away our filthy rags, Lord God, and trade them for the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. So wash us, Lord. Let us not be haughty. Let our hearts not be filled with pride and thinking of ourselves more than we ought. But help us to walk in love, to walk in humility, to walk in the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, forgiveness. It says, beloved, that of such there is no law. When we're walking in this way, there is no law. There is no judgment when we're walking in the fruits of the Spirit, when we're walking and manifesting and sharing these things with others, beloved. So, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will just speak through me this morning on this day six of discovering revelation, and to again today messages, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. So I'm going to go ahead and read Revelation chapter 4 from the New International Version. And it says, the throne in heaven. And it says, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet says, hear, and I will show you what must take place after this. So this is John, who had a vision, remember, in chapter 1, and he saw one like the Son of Man standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And we learned earlier that the seven golden candlesticks represent the seven churches. And in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, we went over the messages that the angels brought to the seven churches. So this is going to take place now after chapters 1, 2, and 3. And John says, at once I was in the Spirit. And this is the Spirit of the Lord. This isn't witchcraft, divination, calling upon the dead, because that is forbidden with God's children. And there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. These are real precious stones. I know ruby is my birthstone. A rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. Wow. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. You know, I'm thinking of here on verse 5 in chapter 4 of Revelation, that when this is going on in heaven, where it says, from the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder, that must be what we're hearing down here on planet Earth. So it says, in front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. So there goes another mystery unfolding. The seven lamps that were blazing represent the seven spirits of God. Also, in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as blood. That's beautiful. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. The fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Beloved, when I was younger and I read this, it was pretty scary to me. But now that I'm older, it doesn't sound that scary. But can you imagine as a younger child or teenager reading description of the four creatures with eyes all around, and each of them having an appearance onto the lion, the ox, like a man, and the four like a flying eagle. And they had six wings with eyes all over. I mean, that was scary back then. It's even scary for some people right now, because some people deliberately do not read Revelation. It is my prayer, Lord God, that they will turn to Revelation and they will seek insight, that they will seek wisdom, that they will seek knowledge, and they will seek understanding. So, Father God, I thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that's new each and every day. And we pray that your will be done I pray that we will be transformed, Father God, by the reading of your word, that your word will wash us and that our mind will be renewed each and every day, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. So it says here that each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns down before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I'm going to read verse 11 again, and it says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. You created all things." Did it say some things? No. This is Creator, this is God the Father. This is Elohim, the mighty Creator of everything, the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. So, Father God, go before us today. Go before us, I pray. And help us to appreciate that everything that you've created, including us, including people. And it says, "And by your will they were created and have their being." Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are Creator and there is no one, Father God, no one like you. Beloved, have you read Revelation? Have you read through Revelation? I encourage you to get a Bible. I encourage you to read your Bible, beloved, especially if you're a believer, especially if you are a child of the Most High God. Cannot make any excuses as to why we don't read our Bible. We cannot make any excuses, beloved, as to why we do not read the Word, beloved. We have to read the Word daily, and we have to allow that Word to be in us, beloved. So, Father God, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say glory be the name of the Lord. I just want to say you are from everlasting to everlasting, and there is none like you. So we thank you, Father God, and we praise you, and we glorify your name, for you're worthy to be praised, and there is none like you. So looking at Revelation again, beloved, I'm looking at the slides that I have here on the screen. And let's start out again, just looking through eyes of the Holy Spirit at what Revelation 4 has to say to us prayerfully this morning. So, Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just want to say praise the Lord. I just want to say glory be the name of the Lord. And Revelation 4:1, it says, "After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven." remember, John, beloved, was exiled for his faith, for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. He was exiled, right? And we have to be conscious of that, that, you know, we have to give account of our faith. Maybe not today, maybe someday, maybe not in our generation, but all about our children. How are we teaching them to be prepared for standing up for what they believe in, as far as their faith in Creator, their faith in Jesus Christ, and their faith in Holy Spirit? So he looked, beloved. He's on the island of Patmos, and he looked, and there before him was a door standing open in heaven. And in verse 2, we see where it says, he says, at once I was in the Spirit. So we're not going to be able to see heaven in the flesh. We have to be in the Spirit or in a vision. And there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And we know, beloved, that a throne, that is king, royalty, beloved, he who rules. So let's see who's sitting on this throne. Now in Revelation 4:3, we see it says, and the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. And those are precious stones, beloved. And I know the ruby stone, what that looks like, because that is my birthstone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for families. Thank you for children. Thank you, Father God. So, yeah, and I'm looking at an image here of the jasper, and it's a shade of red, also similar to the ruby. So that is real beautiful, jasper and ruby. A rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. So that is really beautiful, because to think the one who sat there had an appearance of jasper and ruby. But it's an appearance. It doesn't say that is exactly how the person is. That's how the one who sat there appeared to be. And we know the emerald is a very beautiful stone. And we see the emerald in the form of a rainbow encircling the throne. So down here we have the rainbow with seven different colors. But here, Revelation 4, verse 3, makes mention of a rainbow that shone like an emerald encircling the throne. That must be real beautiful. And I want you to keep in mind that these are all precious stones. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. And surrounding the throne, okay, were 24 other thrones. Seated on them were 24 elders. And beloved, Revelation 4, we're still in verse 4, says the elders, they were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. And we know Jesus Christ, when he was speaking to the churches through his messenger, through the angels, that he talked about a particular church that would, I think it's the church of Sardis, that they have those who kept themselves unspotted, and they are going to be able to wear white because they're worthy. And those who overcome will be able to wear white raiment. So these elders were dressed in white, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And it says here in Revelation 4, verse 5, from the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder. Oh, wow, that must be like a supernatural scene. And it gets even more supernatural. In front of the throne, seven lamps were burning. So the elders were around the throne on 24 other thrones with their crowns, and they were in white raiment. We saw the rainbow like an emerald encircling the throne of the Almighty God, and we saw that his appearance resembled that of jasper and ruby, which are both precious stones in, closer to the color red. And it says here in verse 4, 5, in front of the throne were seven lamps, and they were blazing. And it says here, Revelation 4, 5, these are the seven spirits. The lamps represent seven spirits of God. And we learned before in chapter 1 that the seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand had represented the seven angels of the churches. And we also learned that the seven lampstands had represented the seven churches. Some translations says seven candlesticks. Now we see in Revelation 4 another mystery unfolding, and it is seven lamps are the seven spirits of God. Also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. So in front of the throne was a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Again, these are all precious stones, beloved. Crystal is so beautiful and so expensive. Talking about real crystal now. Pretty. And that's what heaven looks like. So can you imagine when that when the jasper and the ruby and the emerald reflect against the beautiful stone that is like a sea of crystal? It says in the center here in Revelation 4 verse 6, it says in the center around the throne were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. So the four living creatures were in the center around the throne. Just picture that. And their eyes were covered. I'm sorry. And they were covered with eyes in front and in back. So these creatures can see in front of them and behind them. In Revelation 4:7, it says, the first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. And we know that the third living creature had a face like a man. The fourth living creature was like a flying eagle, wings, beloved. And they were covered with eyes all around, even under their wings. And these creatures, beloved, day and night, they never stopped saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Isn't it amazing that these creatures, I say they sounded scary when I was younger, but in your reading Revelation, I'd love to hear your feedback when you read Revelation. But the creatures, beloved, that are around God's throne, they worship the Lord day and night. They worship our Father in heaven day and night. They worship. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." So, beloved, we see worshiping in the heavenly realms. We see worship. We see that our Father is worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thanksgiving. He's worthy of our worship. That is a reasonable sacrifice. We don't have to make animal sacrifices, beloved. Our sacrifice today is our worship, is our thanks offering. And this is why I personally try to train up myself and our family to not complain. When we complain, we are complaining against God's goodness. We're complaining against God's blessings. So we're called to not complain. So it says here, beloved, in Psalm 19, that the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voices goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own arrows? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. Father, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Father, who art in heaven, you are a righteous God. You are a loving God, and there is none like you. There is no God like Jehovah, and we lift your name on high, and we worship you, and we praise you, and we say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you go before us today, that you go before us, Lord, that you baptize us anew by the awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit. And we praise your name, Father God. We praise your name, for your name is worthy You're worthy to be praised, and we glorify your name. Beloved, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Songwriters say, come before his presence with singing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercies endure it forever and ever. I'm going to play this song, beloved. I hope that you can hear it. If for any reason we get disconnected, my prayer is that God's will may be manifested in your life, that his will may be carried out in your life, and that no weapon, beloved, no weapon formed against you and your seed shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you thou shalt condemn. So we praise you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, that according to John 14, verse 6, that Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and no man cometh unto the Father. But thank you, dear precious Savior. Thank you, dear precious Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for our families. Thank you for the listeners, Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for providing. Thank you for restoring. Thank you for making that which is crooked straight. And we give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise, because you are worthy, Lord God. You created all things, Lord. So we praise your name this morning. We praise your name, and we lift your name on high. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen and amen. So I'm going to go ahead here, and I'm going to click play on this. Okay. Okay, the song is very low. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord, that we did not get cut off. And I just want to say, what a perfect song for this prayer show. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. And that is Revelation 4, verse 8. So, beloved, let us remember to come in the presence of the Lord every day, not just in the morning, every day. When you get your food, beloved, it may not be what you want. It may not be what you like. But give thanks unto the Lord, beloved. Give thanks to the Lord for the clothes that you have on your back. It may not be brand name. It may not be that which you want, beloved. But let me tell you, beloved, the secret to blessings is to be thankful, beloved. It's to praise the Lord for what you have. There's no tricking here. Beloved, we are called to be contented. However, beloved, the Lord do blesses his children. He blesses us. And if we raise our voice in thanksgiving, if we raise our voice in praising the Lord, if we raise our voice, beloved, I truly believe with all my heart that the Holy God Almighty, that he will, beloved, he will answer us. He will hear us from heaven, and he will forgive our sins and heal our land. And in doing that, he will heal us. He'll restore us. He'll restore unto us what the famine had stole from us, and the locust, beloved, and the enemy, beloved, because this is the God that we serve. He's faithful. He's loving. He's kind. He's compassionate. He's long-suffering. His goodness goes on forever and ever. Beloved, I don't know where would I be had it not been for the Lord who was on my side, beloved. There's a psalm for that. Beloved, I don't know where I would be. I could have been in the grave, beloved. But the Lord saw fit to spare me and to spare our unborn baby. Beloved, let's give the Lord thanks. Let's give him praise. Let's turn off the TV. Let's turn off the secular music here, beloved. And let us open our mouth and praise the Lord. Let us teach the kids to praise the Lord. Let us teach the kids to be grateful. Let us teach the kids to be thankful, beloved. And let us as grown-ups, beloved, put complaining away, because the Lord does not like it when we complain. So Psalm 124, reading from the King James Version, says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. And you couldn't put your name, beloved. I'm going to say, if it had not been the Lord who was on Rosemary's side, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as prey to their teeth. Thank you, Lord. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Beloved, the theme this morning, seeing God as creator, we're seeing God, beloved, as heaven and earth. And that's who we ought to worship, beloved. That's who we ought to worship, the God of heaven and earth. Psalm 91, and I'm going to close in prayer. It says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Beloved, because we love the Lord, we need to get into a love relationship with the Lord, not just an ask relationship. We need to get into a love relationship with the Lord, and we need, beloved, to abide under. We need to dwell. Dwell means to live. We dwell in shelters. We dwell in homes. We dwell in buildings, right? It's the same way we need to dwell in the shelter of the Most High and rest under his shadow. And that is your safe place. But Father God, I just want to praise you this morning. I want to thank you, dear Holy Spirit. And I want to pray for those that will be listening to the show. And as we go out from here, Lord, I just pray for wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. I pray protection over each and every one and their family, Lord. Pray healing. Pray restoration. We pray, Lord God, provision. We pray victory in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for wisdom. And above all, God, we pray for peace. We pray for peace. That the peace of God surpasses all understanding. So go before us this day, Lord, and baptize us anew. Baptize our children, Lord. Place within us a obedient spirit. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. So go before us now, I pray. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, if you're being blessed by the show, I encourage you to follow the show here on Blog Talk Radio. I know, personally, there's a lot of exciting things coming up in the future for Rose Dallas Praise. And we could even be seeing a name change. The show is going to be going live on the road in the not so far future. And beloved, lives are going to be changed. Lives are going to be changed by the grace of God. So follow the show for future updates. You could add me as a friend on Facebook or send me a prayer request. And, you know, I truly look forward to connecting and agreeing in prayer with you. So God bless you and God bless your family. Remember, I love you. Jesus loves you. God the Father loves you. The Holy Spirit comforts, loves, and counsels you. So thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, and we glorify your name. Let everybody that's awake say, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.